98 FM's Dublin Talks. Live. Weekday mornings from 10 with Adrian Kennedy.
Never miss a podcast. Just hit subscribe.
Now, next on the programme, the countdown to the schools potentially reopening is on. Mind you, I think a lot of us aren't really expecting the schools to reopen at the end of the month. Maybe you are, but I think if we're being realistic, the schools may well be closed until what would have been the midterm break around the middle of February. Anyway, you know, the debate has started about whether or not it will become safe or when it'll become safe to send the kids back to school. However, schools may not be the biggest problem for kids, based off a message we received yesterday. And it comes from a woman called Kira. And I want you to have a listen to what Kira says. I'd love you to bring this up on your show about the little regard people have for allowing their children out to play during the current lockdown restrictions. Yesterday and the day before, there were 8 different children playing games of football in my estate. Now, that's 8 different families mixing, no social distancing, there was lots of bumping and tackling, etc. It's really not fair on the people who are doing their bit, and it's just carelessness on behalf of parents to just throw them out to play. We're all having it tough. It's just disrespectful towards others and the frontline staff risking their lives for others, says Kira. This lockdown is so hard for everyone, but selfish people are doing what they want. And by doing what they want, she's talking about kids out playing, running around. They may as well be in school, basically. Now, it isn't the first time we've heard of this issue either. Our own Jeremy has witnessed it around where he lives. He said, what's the point in keeping the kids off school if they're going to mix while out playing anyway? If you're a parent, I want to find out what you've been doing with your children. Are you allowing them out to play with others? Or is it a problem you're also seeing in your area and you've been keeping your kids in because we're in a fairly serious lockdown situation? We know at this moment we've over 2,000 cases every day of COVID-19, much worse than we had it back in March and April and May. And back in March, April and May, the kids weren't really out that much. But now they are. The very first message said, would you ever stop? They are kids. It's what they are supposed to do. And a lot of people feel that way. Children can't be kept indoors all day, every day. I mean, it's bad enough on a miserable day like today, if it's going to be lashing rain this afternoon where they can't go out and play. I'm looking at the weather for this afternoon. It doesn't look terribly pleasant, to be honest. And, you know, obviously the kids are stuck indoors when it's raining. So when it stops raining, obviously they want to get outside. So is this lady Kira just a whinger, basically? She's saying that the kids should not be out playing. Call me right now on 6797981. You can text, you can WhatsApp, or you can send a WhatsApp voice note to 0877 98 98 98. 0877 98 98 98. Is Kira being ridiculous complaining about this? Kids out playing. Whoop-de-doo. Or maybe you think she's right. They should all be kept in, not allowed to mix, and therefore the virus won't spread, and we can get over this, and they can get back to school and get back on with their lives. Call me right now on 6797981. You can text, you can WhatsApp, or you can send a WhatsApp voice note to 0877 98 98 98. Samantha, you're on 98 FM. Hiya, Samantha.
Hiya, good morning.
Samantha, what do you make of that message from Kira? She's sick of seeing kids out playing.
I just think it's crazy. Like, they're not animals. They can't be locked up. Like, I have one little boy, and when it's not raining, he does go out for an hour or two. He plays with one little boy down the road. They play football, or they go on their bikes or scooters, so they're not on top of each other. Do you know what I mean?
Okay, so they're keeping their distance, but they're still they're still out playing.
Yeah, they need to be out, like, as much as, like, you can bring them out for a walk or something like that, but they still need interaction with their kids, 100%.
Now, the argument here is, should the schools may as well be open because the kids are out mixing anyway?
No, that's, I don't think that's the exact same. Like, as I said, my little boy plays with one of his friends, and if he was in school, there is 30 boys in his class.
Right, okay.
So there's a big difference.
So even though he's mixing with one child, he's not mixing with 30?
Exactly.
Right, okay.
Do you know what I mean? There's a big, big difference.
Now, I've seen, only yesterday I saw a group of teenagers, there must have been about 15 or 20 of them, just hanging around doing what teenagers do.
Yeah.
But when you see a large crowd like that, you kind of think, well, should they may as well be in school then?
Well, now, I don't agree with all these big, like, thousands of groups, like, hanging out with each other and stuff like that, because on a normal day, that drives me insane. Like, you're trying to walk into a shop, and they're nearly, like, all surrounding you, do you know what I mean? And that's even without the lockdown. But I've no problem with kids going out and playing with their friends, like. Now, again, as I said, I don't agree with big, giant groups, but, like, most of the time, like, I've only seen no more than four little kids playing together.
Mm. Okay, so you don't see any harm if the numbers aren't big, if it's not a big group of kids all playing together?
Yeah, well, on a normal day, big groups of kids annoy me because, like, they just cause trouble. Now, like, teenagers would cause trouble in big groups on a normal day, but, like, I don't see any problem with kids going out and having a bit of crack with their friends. Like, they need to be out. They're locked up since last March. Like, to know, like, my little boy wouldn't be out every day because, as you said, like, the rain and stuff, or when it was icy out there last week, it was too dangerous to let them out because my estate doesn't really hit the frost as such. But, yeah, when it's not raining, I do send them out. I let them go out and play, goes out for an hour or two and then comes back in.
Yeah, and I'm looking at the weather for today and tomorrow, and it looks like it's going to be lashing rain today, lashing rain tomorrow, so it's not really much of an opportunity.
Yeah, that's the only thing. More than likely, he'll just deal with homework, chill around the house, play his PlayStation, something like that.
But then on Thursday and Friday, it looks like it's going to be lovely. So
happy day, so he'll be out playing.
He'll be out playing. Okay, so people like this need to stop moaning. Kira needs to stop moaning and let kids be kids, basically.
100%. What's going to happen is, if she has kids, which I hope she does if she's fighting this argument, but if she does have kids and they're locked up since March, they're literally going to have no immune system left by the time they go back to school, and they're going to catch more than the virus. They're going to catch every bug, they're going to catch every head cold, everything that's going, they're literally going to catch it all. I can almost guarantee.
Okay, so leave them at it, let kids be kids and let them out playing.
100%.
All right, stay there for a second. Let me go to Linda. You're on 98 FM. How are you, Linda?
Hi, Adrian. How are you?
Now, Linda, what do you make of Kira's message? Basically saying we're in this lockdown, we should stop the kids mixing and, you know, get over this thing.
Well, I have two kids at home myself, so I have to say I have to bring them out for walks and everything. And as I sent you a picture there, I was down in Bushy Park there, it was yesterday, and the place was just jam-packed with kids. The playground was completely full of kids. There was about 10, 12 kids clustered together, loads of mammies chatting away and all that. Now, I have a 7-year-old and a 13-year-old, and I just keep them away from the playgrounds for the simple reason they might as well be back in school if that's the case.
Mm.
The skateboard park was jammed. Kids holding hands, you know, on their scooters, on their skateboards, like jam-packed. I don't know. I know they have to play, but I just feel if they're out playing like that, they might as well be back in school.
Yeah, now one of the differences actually between this lockdown and the first lockdown last year is all of the playgrounds were closed last year in March and April. They're not this time, which is, I wonder why that decision was made. Obviously, so the kids have something to do.
Well, I'm at a loss really, because the first lockdown, I think they done it well, relatively right. But this one, it's kind of, the second one was complete a disaster. But this one, I think that the kids are still out playing. There's loads of them out playing.
Mm.
Like down in Nook Grove, there's a little playground there, and that's just constantly jam-packed with kids. So, I don't know. I think they should be better off in school. I mean, I'm at my wit's end here with the kids now, trying to homeschool them. It's just a nightmare. I cannot wait for them to go back. It's just, I think...
Okay, but one of the arguments from our first call, Samantha, was that her young fella is out playing, but he's out playing with just one or two friends. If he was in school, he'd be mixing with 30 friends, do you know what I mean? Or 30 classmates.
Yeah, well, I mean, my kids are playing with, they have a little bubble of one friend each as well, but I think that's fine. But if Disney had the other people in with loads of people, loads of kids. So I don't know, it's just... It's hard to say.
I'd love to find out if there are any parents that aren't letting their kids out at all, aren't letting them mix, or is that just ridiculous? Call me now on 6797981. Steve sent me this WhatsApp voice note.
I should ask Ciara there, I'd like to know if she has children in the first place. And she did, she'd understand that the impact of this on mental health of young children. What you're meant to do, keep them in the house as prisoners 24/7, looking at a computer screen, dumbing their minds down. What are you meant to do? I mean, it's my child goes out, and she goes out when she can. And she's in, if you want to call it, a social bubble with the same children she sees every single day. It's the same people. We're not meeting new people. We're not travelling anywhere. We're not going anywhere. She's coming outside her front door and she's playing with the same child across the street, comes out her front door that she sees every single day, 365 days a year. So we don't see the point of keeping your child locked in the house constantly as a prisoner. That's just ridiculous. I'd like to know if Ciara actually has children, because if she did, she'd have a bit of common sense. What do you meant to do? Bring them out for a walk like a dog every couple of hours by your side, making sure they're not in contact with anybody. Kids are kids, you have to let them play. Unfortunately, that's just the way it is. I know we're in the middle of a pandemic, but I mean, we take precautions. It's not like I'm bringing them off at the mix with other children from different areas and this, that, and the other. They're the same children from the same social bubbles from the same areas, and that's just me. I'd like to come on and discuss it further, but unfortunately, I can't this morning, Adrian. But I just think it's ridiculous. Let the kids play, for God's sake.
All right, Steve, thanks very much indeed. I'd love to hear from you. Our telephone number is 6797981, or you can send me a WhatsApp voice note like Steve did to 0877 98 98 98. We're talking about a message that we got yesterday from a lady called Ciara, and here's what Ciara wrote, and I'd like to get your reaction to this. She says, I'd love you to bring this up on your show about the little regard people have for allowing their children out to play during the lockdown restrictions. Yesterday and the day before, there were 8 different children playing games of football in my estate. Now that's 8 different families mixing, no social distancing, there was lots of bumping and tackling and so on. It's really not fair on the people who are doing their bit, says Ciara, and it's just carelessness on behalf of parents to just throw them out to play. We're all having it tough. It's just disrespectful towards others and the frontline staff risking their lives for others. This lockdown is so hard for everyone, but selfish people are doing what they want. And it's very interesting because, I mean, I'll just give you an example of 2 messages that come in one after the other. One says, my kids are stuck in every day and we bring them out for a walk twice a day. This attitude of my kids need to interact. Get over yourself. People are dying. Kids will survive watching TV for a few weeks. And that's one message. But then, by contrast, this message, kids should be out playing. That's all they have now. They have been going through this long enough and they have nothing else. A bit of fresh air, sunlight and socialising is exactly what they need. They won't build up their immune systems if they're stuck in all the time. If my kids were old enough, they'd be out playing today, says that message. Now, let me go to line 4. Joey, you're on 98FM. How are you, Joey?
Not too bad yourself.
Good, thanks, Joey. You believe that if, and they are, schools are closed, then children should not be mixing?
Yeah, I do. I think that, like, if we want to get back to some kind of normality in this world or this country, if the schools are closed, the kids should be mixing with other kids.
I know, but I read that message that says, that I read out a second ago, kids will survive watching TV for a few weeks. Get over yourselves. Kids don't need to be interacting.
You can understand where people come from, though, but at the end of the day, the only way they're going to stop this, the spread of the virus, is people just stop spreading it.
Yeah, I know, but kids don't get overly sick from it.
No, I agree with you there. They don't get overly sick from it. But at the end of the day, last year, the playgrounds were open with cases, shockingly, were closed. Actually, were closed because the cases were very low.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're open this year with thousands of cases every day.
They're not open at the moment. They're closed at the moment.
Yeah, they're closed at the moment, yeah. But like as I said, though, like, I've seen kids that are left, right and centre. They're mixing each other left, right and centre. If that's the case, then should just open the schools.
Okay, so if kids are going to be out mixing on the street, they may as well be in school. That's your point.
Be in school because the kids I see are not doing any social distancing.
But in fact, I just got this message in from Adrian, and this is what it says. I can't come on air because I'm homeschooling at the moment, but back in December, my son tested positive for COVID-19. He is 10. All his pals had to be tested, and his class had to be tested because of his positive result. He had no symptoms. I think people need to be more careful because it spreads like wildfire, especially with kids. The schools are closed for a reason. She's basically saying, stop the kids mixing. Now, she doesn't actually say in that message, I'd love to know, or maybe it's a he, sorry, I'd love to know if any of his friends actually got it from him. You're saying it spreads like wildfire, but did any of his friends catch it from him? Let's have a listen to this from Kira.
Hi, Adrian. My son is 12. Can't understand why I won't let him out. I bring him out for walks. He can cycle around the block, but he's not allowed out to mix with his pals. But, like, I'm coming out the bad one because his pals are out and he's not trying my best, but it is very hard. I don't know how long more I can keep him in without mixing.
All right, let me go to Fran. You let the kids out, your grandkids, is that right?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
You heard that message that I read out a second ago, that my son tested positive for COVID-19. He's 10. It spreads like wildfire amongst kids, even though they don't get sick. And we need to stop kids mixing.
Yeah, but sure. I could say to my daughter there, keep the grandkids in, don't let them out. That's fine. I go to the supermarket to get my shopping. So what's to say that I don't pick it up in the supermarket and bring it back?
Nothing, truth be known. But generally...
So you cannot keep kids locked up for nearly a year.
No, I've said all through this, that the biggest effect on society is going to be the effect of this whole thing on kids.
I know someone was saying there they can watch TV. You can't watch TV for nearly a year.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? Sitting in front of a television. Kids need to get out. They need to build up their immune system. That's what builds up their immune system. It's been out getting dirty on the street, playing.
Okay, but,
that's what builds up a child's immune
system. But the difference
system.
Between you going to the supermarket to do your shopping is you'll wear a face mask, everybody else is wearing a face mask. Kids, when they're out playing, aren't wearing face masks, let's be honest.
Yeah, well, listen, I know there's actually a friend of mine that stays in all the time since this started back last March.
Mm.
Has not left the house. She gets her shopping delivered to the house. She has 3 kids. Her husband was out of work, and she tested positive. The only place that she ever went was to collect her money out of the bank machine with a face mask on. She tested positive. She was in the house. She didn't realise that she had it. Went by the time she did, her husband has it, and the 3 kids have it. And she wants to know how come. Like, she done everything by the book, stayed in, kept the kids in, didn't let them out. The whole family has it.
Yeah, and in fact, I had somebody on this show only last week who more or less said the same thing.
Yeah, and this is a neighbour of mine.
Yeah, he did everything by the book, did everything right.
Every single thing,
and
kept the kids in.
And still got it.
Yeah. Well, I agree with letting them out 100%, and they'll still be in.
Okay, the argument is, and look, I don't really have an opinion on this one way or the other. I believe kids need to be able to mix. I believe that's so important. I'd love to see the schools back open again.
Yeah, so would I.
But while the schools are closed, and they're closed for a reason because the virus is so rampant through the country at the minute, doesn't it make sense to stop kids mixing, to stop potentially spreading it?
No, because the kids will go off their head. Like, they're only kids. They need to be out. They need to be socialising. They need to be out with their friends. 100% I agree with that.
So that text message...
And so this thing can go on for another 2 years, by the way. The government are talking we're going to be in this for a long, long time. So what are we going to do? Keep them locked up for another 2 years?
Jeez, I hope not.
You know, like, there's no end to it. I can't see any end to it. So to me, open the country, let everyone back out, boom. That's it. Build your immune system up.
But look what's happening in the hospitals. The hospitals are rammed with people with this virus.
Well, now, listen, I don't believe the figures that they're giving out on that either. That's total lies, because I know somebody that's actually working in a hospital, and she said that they're not full the way that they're saying on the news.
Okay, that's one person's word.
No.
Okay, stay there for a second, Fran. Let's have a listen to this WhatsApp voice note from Kira.
Hi, Adrian. My son is 12. Can't understand why he won't let me out.
Oh, sorry, I played that already. My apologies. Gareth.
There, bring the young fella and my sister. I went down for a walk down to the local park. And just my young fella's only 5 years. My little sister, she's only she's 8. But two of them wore a mask. And anyway, just to be sure, we wore a mask. But like 99% of other people, like walking around the park, because it's a close distance a lot, no one was wearing a mask. No one kind of really cared at it. And kind of got a bit of a fright, you know. So we all kind of, we cut the time short and left, but we bring a hand sanitizer and all, but kids do have to get out. But if everyone does their little bit, hand sanitizer, bring face masks, even the adults just walk around looking at the kid, everyone needs to do their bit just to get rid of it. I know you need to get out of the house, but it's not going to go away itself.
Let me go to Jenny. You have 5 kids and none of them are allowed out.
No, they're not. None of them.
Okay, what ages are they?
So we have a range of 10 months to 16.
Okay, 10 months to 16. So the 10-month-old is obviously not going to be out playing, but the 16-year-old, I'm sure, would love to be out.
I have a 16-year-old and a 15-year-old, an 8-year-old and a 4-year-old, and they would love to be out. 100% they'd love to be out, of course. But there's just... I just feel it's really rampant. We had a baby in a lockdown. I don't really think that they're prisoners in their own home. Like, we put loads of things in place. Like, they can go on the two boys can go on a bike ride together for, you know, 40 minutes or whatever, and they come home, they don't mix. We have a little gym set up out the back. They like to train and stuff like that. So they really probably miss the gym more than anything.
Okay, but you say you're 16 and you're 15-year-old. They must be wrecking your head, are they not?
They're all wrecking my head. Like, I never wanted to be a teacher. I didn't want to do homeschooling. But, like,
I'm talking about wrecking your head to be allowed out to play with their friends, no?
Absolutely, 100%. Now, a few of their friends tested positive, and so did their families. So it made it quite easy for some of the time, because their friends weren't even allowed out.
Mm.
So it made it easy in that sense. But Air Road is full of children playing in and out of each other's houses, drinking, parties, neighbours in and out of each other's houses. Like, I just don't want to bring it into my house. Like, there's 7 of us under one roof, and I don't want to be looking after potentially any 6 people at all.
Okay, so I assume that your kids, your school-going kids, were at school when the schools were open, were they?
They were,
okay.
Yeah.
Do you support the schools being closed at the moment?
Well, I'm in a bit of a predicament, because I have someone who has additional needs and who is potentially going back to school on Thursday. So... do I self-isolate, knowing that my household is fairly, you know, restricted within their movement? And do I let one child go to school, not knowing that most of my community aren't restricting themselves to go and to be in pods of, you know, nearly 10? When school was open, the pods were as small as 6.
Mm.
Now the pods are, for additional needs, are going to be maybe pods of 10. So do I let one of mine go back to school on Thursday and potentially bring something home when the rest of us are actually really restricting their movements?
Yeah, that's a very difficult decision, all right. And a decision, unfortunately, that hasn't been confirmed yet. It still hasn't been confirmed whether or not the schools are going to open for children with special needs on Thursday. We'll have to wait and see. Do me a favour, Jenny. Stay on the line there for 1 second, because you firmly believe that parents should be keeping their kids indoors to get rid of this virus and let us get on with our lives.
Well, I don't believe, like, you don't have to be within your 4 walls. I'm not.
No, I know that. No, okay, but then I rephrase that. Children shouldn't be mixing with each other. Yeah, 100%. Okay. Stay there for 1 second. I need to take a very quick break. Back in a sec. We're in the middle of a conversation about the kids and Kira saying, and in fact a number of parents saying they don't let their kids out to play and mix with other kids. They go out for walks and all of that, but they're not mixing with other kids because of how rampant the virus is at this minute. We know we were up to 8,000 cases a day at one stage. We're now at around 2,000 cases a day. And it was a message from Rachel that I read out a while ago that annoyed an awful lot of you, where she was saying, you know, kids can survive watching the TV for a couple of weeks. And Rachel has written back again. And she can't talk to us because she's in work, but she says, I said they can watch TV and it's up to parents to bring them out and about for walks to get them outside air. My next door neighbour collapsed dead from COVID he caught off his grandchild. These are the same people who are saying the figures aren't accurate and it's all scaremongering. They obviously haven't been in an ICU alone with COVID or watched a family member get ill. Let everyone out and get on with it. Such a stupid statement during this pandemic. A slap in the face to the frontline workers. And going food shopping is essential. Kids can't keep Kids can't keep the hygiene levels up the way they need to. If only everyone did their part, we might be over this. That's my last word on this. I'm disgusted, says Rachel. Who's keeping the kids in except for taking them out for a walk? I have a 15-year-old girl, says this message. It's been an absolute nightmare during this lockdown keeping my daughter in. Every time she looks at her phone, she sees posts of all her friends out hanging around with each other in the village. Excuse me. I'm constantly explaining to her about how bad the situation is in the country, and she does understand. But she asked us why it is her that has to protect the hospitals when her friends don't have to. I really wish that all parents were on the same page during this lockdown. We were talking with Jenny, who doesn't let any of the five kids out. And in fact, Jenny, just on that, she's saying, I really wish that all parents were on the same page with this lockdown. You would agree with that, would you?
Listen, everybody parents differently. Everyone has a different parenting style. But I suppose, like, if everybody done it for a certain period of time, would it not break the chain? Like, would that not do what people say the vaccine will do? To break the chain, to stop the spread. If we could all do it. Like, I want to get back to normal as much as the rest.
Of course. Yeah, we all do. We all do. I think one of the issues that people have at the minute is we haven't been told when these restrictions might end. I think if people were told, look, will you just stick with this until the end of February, say, and at the end of February, we'll relax the restrictions. I think that's part of the issue. People don't see an end in sight to this lockdown.
100%. Yeah, there doesn't seem to be light at the end of the tunnel. Like, nobody even says goodbye anymore. I hope you're keeping well. You know, look after yourself. Everything is stay safe.
Yeah.
You know, everything has changed. Like, I don't want to keep mine in, but I think that's the best thing from a health perspective in my household.
And I take the point that you're making that, you know, everybody parents differently. But the argument is, if this continues, if this virus continues with the sort of case numbers that we have, we're never going to get out of this.
I just think people will just then come complacent. They'll just get fed up.
People are fed up already.
Loses sight and there's no guidance, you know, that's what you'll do. You'll just be like,
But I think some people are at that stage already. That's the truth.
I was a bit like that just when the second lockdown came in, and I was thinking, oh my God, like, I'm going to have a 1-year-old in 2 weeks' time, and who's never really done anything, hasn't met a lot of friends or family, like things that normal people do, you know, like go to play groups, play dates, go to balls or any of those things.
Yeah, your new baby has missed out on all of this.
But so are so many children, and it will affect them down the road, and God knows in what sense it will affect them. But, like, we have to get to the other side of this pandemic. And for me, I think I'm trying to do my bit by keeping mine in, because I can only answer for me and mine.
That's true. You can't answer for others. Let me go to, is it Elva? Alva?
Alva.
Alva, yeah. How are you, Alva?
How are you? How's it going?
Now, it says on my screen here that you love a day like today and probably tomorrow where it's raining. You pray for rain.
Absolutely.
Nearly.
Yeah, I know. The days I used to pray for sun, where we could get to the beach, go for spins, get out, go for a walk, all that has gone. I pray for rain because where we live, there's a group of about 10, 12 kind of teenagers,
mm-hmm.
and they hover around the kickball of my house, the kickball of people's cars. They're from about 5 different households, not in the area. Some of them are coming from different estates in here. They're kicking ball. They're hovering around in the doorway of the house of two of the boys. They're hovering around over one, maybe two phones, watching YouTube videos on top of each other. They're spitting. You know the boys spit at the football. They're doing their dirty spitting all around the street and all around. I mean, they're literally, they have the place haunted. But on a day like today, them tweens have to sit inside on their computer thing and do online game and play Fortnite online or whatever they do. And I pray for rain and days because the parents just want them out of the house, onto the street.
Avi, you can't blame parents wanting to let them out.
I have an 11-year-old and a 12-year-old. My kids have not been out since March. We go for
not at all?
No, not at all. They haven't met. My daughter has.
I assume they were at school, were they not?
Yeah, they were, but that's the only place they were. When they were back at school for the wee while, were back at school. That's when mine got to see their friends in their bubbles, and that was literally it. My son and his best friend's an only child, they have met up maybe 3 times with me and one of his parents, and we went to the beach for a walk where the kids had to social distance. We went for a walk or down to the regional college, and they went for cycles, playing kicking ball, things like that. But that's the only interaction they have.
Okay, so what do you say to the callers, and there have been a number, saying, look, kids have to be kids. Kids have to be allowed to get out, get fresh air, mingle with their friends.
Irresponsible. They just don't want their house in a mess. They don't want their fridges at bare. They don't want their phone bills up high. They don't want to have to share their telly with a teenager that's hogging it all day long, where they're used to having their telly to themselves. They just can't handle having a child over 10 in their houses. They don't want them. They want to just let them out.
So you would call parents who are allowing their kids get out to play, to get a bit of fresh air, and okay, they're not going to be doing much of it today because it's lashing again, but, you know, maybe Thursday and Friday it's not going to be raining, they could be out playing. You're saying that is irresponsible while we're in this situation.
Yeah, it is, absolutely. Like, it's lashing rain today, and my kids have 3 half-siblings. My ex left me and had 3 kids with another woman, but me and the other woman make it our business for the 5 kids to meet up every now and again. So today's lashing rain, and I'll probably give her a text now later on, and we will probably go to the beach, and the 5 kids can kind of run around the beach and talk to each other at a distance and hold some sort of a relationship with each other. But that's the only interaction that they'll have.
And what do you say to a message that literally come into me this second, and it says, I really pity her children?
My God, my kids have the best life ever. I'll tell you, they really do, because we do dog fostering, dog rescues, things like that. My kids are so in touch with the world. They're so in touch with homelessness, because we collect clothes and toiletries and distribute them up to Dublin. We get them sent up via trains and via lorry drivers. My kids are so in touch with things like that.
But as regards mingling with other friends, that's just not happening.
No, the 12-year-old games online with his friends. There's a little group of about 6 of them, and they game online in the evenings, and they get a couple hours of screen time. And his friends, their parents have made the same decision as well. They can do their gaming online, they don't meet up, and that's it. And they don't. It's maybe because we're in a country area, I don't know. Maybe it's different that we're not in a built up area. I really don't know.
But maybe that makes it a bit easier, I suppose.
Because
I've just gotten this message in, and it says, she is irresponsible to our kids. Kids need their friends. Let kids be kids.
Oh my God, no way. My kids are fab. Like, they really are. They want for nothing. They have asked for nothing. they're respectable of their, my parents.
But
are,
like, but you say you live in the countryside, would you be?
Well, I don't. I live in an estate, but we're from, like, out of Dublin.
Okay, but so an estate with a number of houses?
Well, it's the second biggest housing estate in Ireland.
Oh, right. Yeah. Okay, so fair enough. Okay, yeah. Alva, stay there for one second. Let me just squeeze in another couple of calls and WhatsApp voice notes like this one.
Adrian, all these people saying if they're out playing, they may as well be in school. That's absolute rubbish. There's a big difference with being inside in a classroom or being out in a field. Like, are these people for real? Like, absolute empty heads. Leave the kids alone and let them go out and play. Thanks.
What do you say to that, Alva? Leave the kids alone and let them go out and play.
Well, I mean, if his parents are not elderly, my parents are 80 and 86, so obviously our job is to protect my parents because they're our bubble. I mean, I wouldn't want my kids to infect my parents and my parents to be dead. My kids like to visit their grandparents while they're alive. We don't want them dead. So we're being responsible, not
okay. And by your kids not mixing with others, it enables you to bring them to see their grandparents.
Absolutely.
Okay,
absolutely.
That makes a little bit of sense. That makes a little
100%.
Bit of sense.
I mean, we go out every single day to my parents' house, and the kids are with their grandparents, and he can do his online gaming. We have the best of both worlds because we are really, 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 really lucky. Mm. Like, we have all that. And, we haven't seen our cousins. My kids haven't seen their cousins because they're in Letterkenny and they're in, you know, they're in different places around Ireland. So we haven't seen them at all since March. Like, they've seen zero cousins. But at the same time, they talk to them on the phone. They can Skype them. You know, I mean, really.
Look, I guess where it comes to
you, they have not once said I'm bored.
Okay,
they have never,
all right. Okay, let me just stay there for a second, Alva. Juanita, you're on 98 FM. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
Good. What did you want to say on this?
People saying about, like, their kids are just playing with one other child, this, that, and the other. The problem is there, like, that one other child comes from another family and has other family members that you don't know who those family members are mixing with. It's false security, I think, that the child is safe playing with one other child.
Do you think, Juanita, that parents should be keeping their kids in and not letting them mix?
I don't allow. I've a 21-year-old, 16-year-old, a 5-year-old and a 7-year-old. Now, the 21-year-old doesn't live with us. But, like, I wouldn't even let him come into the house. If he wants to talk to his siblings, it's FaceTime on the phones or whatever. He's working. He was working right up to Christmas Eve. I didn't bring him home for Christmas dinner because he works in retail, so he would have been dealing with a lot of people.
Mm.
So I couldn't risk having him here with the other kids, and I'm high risk as well. So I couldn't take that chance. I think it's ridiculous the way some people are carrying on. Let the kids out. Let the kids do this, that, and the other. The kids need to interact. Yeah, well, interact with your kids then. Don't be relying on somebody else to interact with your kids. You go out and play football with them. You go out and play games with them. You entertain them in your home. Why is it somebody else's responsibility to entertain your kids?
All right, and Robbie, one final call on this. You've three children, and you're also saying that parents need to cop on here.
100%. Like, the parents are the issue, it's not the kids. Kids will be kids no matter where they are, indoors or outdoors. Like, there's the technology out there. Kids can create Zoom calls with their friends, their Snapchat messages, their WhatsApp groups, their whatever, whatever. So they can interact with each other.
Okay, but so your kids, you have three of them. What ages are they?
A 21-year-old, an 18-year-old, and a 12-year-old.
And the 21 and 18-year-olds, are they not out anywhere?
18-year-old isn't out anywhere. The 21-year-old is. He's working. He's a frontline worker. So he isolates himself when he comes back into the house. But yeah, he just goes to work, comes home, that's it. The 18-year-old missed out on everything. She missed out on her leaving cert, she missed out on graduation, she started college. Now, ironically, starting college over Zoom has been probably the best thing that has ever happened to her, because she's constantly interacting with everyone in her classmates.
Right, okay.
So instead of being the shy kid in the corner, she's now right in the soul of the party. Every night they're on Zoom calls, into into the early hours of the morning sometimes.
Okay, so you also believe that parents, and in fact this message just came in and it says, kids are not in school because of mixing, so they should not be out mixing with other kids. Take them for a walk, play out the back with them. This spreads like wildfire. We want to see an end to this.
Yeah, 100%. Like, even though kids don't get sick, they still carry it.
Mm.
And they carry it back into the house. So if our kids are out on the road, mingling, and then they have brothers and sisters and family parents and elderly relatives, like, that could be up to 50 people that get infected just because someone sent their kid out because they didn't want to play with them at home.
Well, okay, Alva, just before I let you go, I just want to read this message out to you. She is.
By the way, I agree with that woman that said parents need to learn to interact with their own children.
With their own children,
that
yeah.
That is a very
That's the big issue there, Adrian.
Okay,
but let me read this message, Alva, which is directed at you, and it says, she is irresponsible to her kids. Kids need their friends. Let kids be kids. You can see your parents. Do what normal people do. Let kids play with kids and keep away from the grandparents. But you said you already said that your kids want to see.
The kids will be there long after the grandparents.
Mm.
And I'll tell you, my kids, it's invaluable the time that they're spending with them. My grandparents aren't old. Like, they're old in age, but they're not old in, I mean, they're pillars of information. And I mean, my kids are just having the best time with them. They really are. I mean, my father played football till he was 78 on his county team. He was refereeing and stuff. He was 78 playing football.
Mm.
And, I mean, he's still 86, whatever. He's out the back playing football with my son.
Okay, but the point being that your children want to see your parents. Simple
as. Oh, my God,
yeah. And if you were to allow them...
lockdown when they had to Zoom for a couple of days, it was just heartbreaking. I mean,
okay,
my kids
so
were crying. My
in terms of...
We put a tent out the back. We put a tent up at my parents' house and we moved into the tent.
Well, let me ask you, if you were to ask your kids a question, would you like to go out and play with your friends? And if you do, you can't see your grandparents. What decision would they make?
I've asked them that and I gave them the choice. The choice was theirs as well. And they said, oh my God, we're going to nannies. So we love nannies.
Right, okay. That's the end of that. All right, fair enough. Let me just squeeze in two more WhatsApps. This is Anne.
Hi, my name is Anne. I do think children shouldn't really be mixing, for if they get one of the strains that's out there that can now attack the children, the parents would be up in arms then that the HSE and the government haven't protected their children. But in addition, I am an early years worker and I do cover, I do follow the rules quite diligently. So now when I reopen, why should I be subject to a higher risk because the children within a bubble are allowed to circulate freely outside of a setting? I feel I'm quite lucky that my setting is small, but having said that, there are some larger settings and look, they're going down like a ton of bricks. I don't know. What can we do? We can all stay very diligent for 4 or 5 weeks and get this nailed. I don't know.
Okay, and one last message from Zoe.
Hi, Adrian. It's Zoe here. Just one thing that I'm noticing that people aren't really thinking about with the schools being closed is that they're not just closed to protect the kids. They're closed to protect the teachers as well. Like, if anything, the teachers are more susceptible to getting it because, like, if the kids get the virus, they're not really going to get that sick with it. They're probably going to be asymptomatic and they won't really be spreading it. But if the teachers get sick and then the teachers are in the staff room and then that's all passing on to all other teachers and principals and SNAs who have to sit close to kids as well, like, there's more to it than just the kids. That's the reason why the schools are being closed. And that's just my opinion.
All right, two final messages. One from Liam. I know of a family that headed to Portugal on the 2nd of January to ride out the lockdown with their kids. Kids don't take part in online schooling. They managed to do this by booking one-way tickets only. This is a disgusting disgrace, says Liam. And finally, myself and my other half both currently have COVID that we contracted in the workplace. And all I can say is I'm so thankful that our kids have not been around any other kids. I would hate to be the one that feels responsible for another household going through what we're currently going through. Yes, it's tough on them being stuck in, but it's worth it to know my conscience is clear, says that message. All right, thank you very much indeed for all of your calls, comments, texts and opinions. This is 98 FM's Dublin Talks.
FM's Dublin Talks. Weekdays from 10 a.m.